Detroit's preseason is over, and Jared Goff never threw a pass in it. He sat Saturday's 25-16 finale win at Indianapolis, per Tim 20-man at the team's website, while Josh Dobbs went 15 of 19 for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns. The room settled at 2. Goff and Dobbs made the initial roster, per 20-man, and rookie Luke Altmyer was waived, with Dan Campbell noting the organization's preference for a veteran backup, per Dave Burkett at the Detroit Free Press. Burkett reports the expectation that Altmyer returns on the practice squad if he clears waivers, a reporter's expectation, and nothing has cleared waivers yet. The line in front of Goff is set at 9, Sewell, Mahogany, Scruggs, Ratledge, Blake Miller, Borum, Frazier, Barch, and McLaughlin, per 20-man's breakdown, with Juice Scruggs the starting center and Tate Ratledge the insurance behind him, per Justin Rogers at the Detroit Football Network. Cade Mays went to injured reserve with the fractured wrist he suffered on August 10th, a designation that costs him a minimum of 4 games, per Rogers. Rookie center Seth McLaughlin entered the concussion protocol during cut week, missed the finale, and made the roster anyway, per Rogers. And the summer's defining fact about this group came straight from the head coach. Detroit held no joint practices, so the rebuilt line's only test has been internal. "It's just Detroit versus Detroit," Campbell said, citing Ratledge against McNeil and Sewell and Blake Miller against Hutchinson as the developmental engine, per 20-man. "A week ago, we said to watch 2 things, who takes the first team center reps after cutdown and whether Goff gets any live work. The second is answered flatly, no. The first is answered by reporting on the roster rather than by reporting from practice. No beat account from the last 2 days' names who actually took the first team center reps, but Rogers has Scruggs starting and Ratledge the insurance behind him. Back in June, we said Goff's stability rests on a line replaced wholesale in one offseason. A rhythm passer inherits his protection more than he carries it, and that question is now permanently unmeasurable in preseason. The measurement is the opener against New Orleans. We'll be there when it arrives. Data via NFL Verse.